And he said, I want my children in this hour to get a revelation of the kingdom you're in. Stuff had been controlling you, ruling you. Now for you to take charge. I said, nope, you don't do that. And quite naturally, when you've been doing something a while and you start breaking habits, that habit's just not going to just go away and never show up again. Right? How many ever went on, how many ever tried to break a diet, break a habit of eating too much? That appetite just go away and never bother you again. Huh? Come on. No, you don't have to stand. Because that appetite going to show up in the morning, between morning and lunch, and between lunch and brunch, between brunch and lunch, between afternoon snacks and the evening meal, huh? Because it's been out of control, and it want to stay out of control. And if you're not if you're not set and you have not made a decision, guess what you're going to do? You're going to eat more now than you used to. Because you think I'm going to have to, your body be saying, he's going to stop me again. Let me get all I can get. Let me get all I can get. Let me eat all I can get. Just stuffed up, chugged up till you're uncomfortable. Trying to store up. But when you get light, say, no, I don't live like that. I don't need all that food. I don't need to be eating like that. I don't need to be thinking like that. I don't need all that food to live. That's an enemy trying to put my body in a place where it won't function right and cause me pain and suffering and go and gain what doctor bills and other bills and increase your food bill. But when you get a revelation of it, this is what I'm going to do. And you tell your body when you get up, see, I let my body get away for a long time doing what it want to do. When you get up in the morning, your body say, oh, what a bad day. Oh, I hurt so bad. I hurt. Oh, I hate. Say, shut up. I didn't ask you to tell me how you are. I'm ready to tell you how you are and what you're going to do. You know, this is the greatest day you're going to live in. You're going to have joy and good feeling carrying me where I need to go. Because I walk in divine help. And whatever I put my hands to do, prosper. And I want you to know, body, I'm in charge. You used to be in charge, but Jesus changed me from the lordship of failure and darkness, and he brought me over under his lordship. And he told me, you be the custodian of this temple. So, body, this is what you're going to do today. Tongue, this is what you're going to say. Feeling, this is what you're going to do. You're not going to tell me how you feel about so your tongue can get to run off at the mouth about it. Am I helping anybody? This is what you're going to do. You're going to bless the Lord. You're going to praise the Lord. You're going to confess the word. You're going to talk the word. And when you see, and when as you go through the day, and anything that shows up different from what the word said and try to make you say, I'm going to talk to that thing and put it in its place and keep on talking the word. We talk ourselves out of good jobs. We talk ourselves out of great financial blessing. And we talk out of this, talk out of this, and by this color right here, We ought to let all those things come into play when it ought to be what the Word says. Skin color had nothing to do with your success or failure. Not one single thing. Here's where it is right here, this little thing. Right here. Hallelujah. So, where did my scripture go? All right. Listen to this. We finally getting there. He wants everybody to know this. Proverbs, if y'all can give me this one. Proverbs, let me see this right. I'm tempted to go back through the list I went through last week. I may still do it. Proverbs 6:20 and 23. Proverbs 6:20. And give me this in the New Living Translation. The New Living Translation. Here we go. Listen to this. My son, obey your father's commands and don't neglect your mother's what? Instruction. Keep going. Hallelujah. Keep their words always in your heart. You know, this is a heart thing. Tie them around your neck. And when you walk, their counsel will do what? Lead you. When you sleep, what happens? They will protect you. When you wake up, they will do what? Advise you. For their command is a lamp and their instruction a light. Their what? Corrected discipline is a way of life. And we need some corrected discipline for that tongue. And what we do. A lot of us need it on Sunday morning. On Saturday night, we do what we want to do Sunday morning. I'm too tired. We come with an excuse. I got to do this. I got to do that. We need it when we at the end of the day. Really, you need it at the beginning of the day. When you get up in the morning, you need some corrected discipline. Because you just walk by the Bible like it's not there. You don't have scripture marked and typed out how you want to do it. So you know how to read certain things to feed your faith. But you feed your stomach a big old breakfast. Sausage and biscuit. Come on, sister. And just eat till you get full, and then just walk by the Bible. Stomach full, feeling good at the time. And hadn't done a thing with your spirit. And the problem shows up during the day, and your tongue wrecks your day because it drives you into a ditch because you didn't prepare yourself for the day. But when you become a disciplined person, that you'll take correction, you'll take instruction, you'll be responsible, you will live a good life. See, Satan has cheated us to make us think, if I go God's way, I'm going to be poor. How can a rich God make you poor? When he has everything, he and what he's doing, now let me tell you about the revelation. He's doing his best to get this revelation to us because the what you need on this earth, your enemy has it. And claiming that it's his, but it's yours. And he wants you to get the revelation how to go into that system independent of it and bring out of that system and what you need to do what God told you to do. Did y'all hear what I said?